Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2014. A quick reminder that this month you can see Ron live and also experience the wonderful Light Infusion Chamber in San Mateo, California, April 25th, 26th, 27th. That's right outside of San Francisco. And this Saturday, April 5th, begins the intensive calls for the month of April. And there's more about that on the website. And then the subsequent eight-hour calls, all of these allow you to be healed right on Creation Lightship. It's a fabulous experience. So those dates are the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th. And I'm delighted to say that we have another sponsor this evening, or a sponsor again, Terry, who is coming on to talk. But first we'll have Ron come on and clear us a bit, activate the light being, and then we'll get started with our discussion with Terry. So first I'll welcome Ron on. Hi, Ron.
Hi. So here we go, everybody. If you have any situations, conditions, think of them right now. We'll clear that away from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Bring up the light beam now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Hope you're all doing great, and we'll see. We'll bring Terry on, I guess. So, Terry, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay.
Good evening. Hi.
Good evening,
Terry. Good evening, Ann. I have a testimonial. I usually don't have testimonials, but I don't usually feel much from the clearings. Maud and I were listening to the Sunday rejuvenation call, and I fell asleep, so taking a nap while it was taking place. And she said, "You were bringing in energy and doing stronger, stronger, stronger." And she said, "You did that like three or four different times, and each time my body would jerk and twitch and move, and then when you weren't saying it, it would be really still." So that's my body's testimonial that's happening here. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I was listening to one of the archives. It's just from last Friday when you had Jay on, and he brought in the thing that the loving it out of my life. And
oh yes.
I felt really inspired by that. Like that could be a really good piece for me, and I'd like to delve into that a little bit. And so my understanding of it was that if I find something that is challenging or that I want cleared, it's instead of like backing off from it, it's like going towards it, just saying, "Hey, I've been having a heart arrhythmia last night and today." So how I would work that is, I love having my heart beat irregular, and I would just keep saying that or find some variation on that until I found something that kind of clicked with me. I think you said like the find a phrase that makes you want to throw up, or like that's the kind of the defining factor.
What you do is you first find your situation that's happening to you, whatever that would be. And then from there, the next phrase is how it makes you feel. And I love making it feel this, or I love the way it makes me feel. And so that way you're energizing. The second part is actually going into the emotional part of your body to get rid of that stuff. And it can help immensely. It's a real quick way to get it out of your life, naturally, to love it out of your life. So you're loving it to death, so to speak. And if you do have a physical condition that maybe a growth, a cancer or something, then at that point you need to command it to die. Otherwise, because you created it, you know, it's a wonderful specimen, whatever it is. So you created it, and then from there you command it to die after you get rid of the emotions on it. So remember, everybody's a little different, and some people may not like doing this, but it does work. Works quite well. And you may also find another tangent, another situation in feelings that might be also haunting you, so of the same issue. So you want to look at that and just kind of see what's happening. But, yeah, mm-hmm. when you do that, it definitely will work. I would imagine if you had the emotional whole lot of time clearing first, it would probably be a lot easier to go through it because a lot of those emotions will be probably actually put at bay. Or maybe even not even existent with you. So if you haven't did the emotional clearing, then I would say you might want to do that one first because it may be pretty, you know, it could be emotionally devastating because you don't know what you don't know, and you could have maybe 20 different emotions attached to it, where by doing the emotional whole lot of time clearing, we only have maybe we'll say five. So it's always best to do that emotional clearing first. So back to you, Terry.
And when you just do a whole lifetime, or if I have something specific that I'm working on, then put that into the specific incident box and run it for that?
Yeah, you could do it that way, yes. That would work. But just by doing the clearing by itself, it should normally dampen a lot of those emotions out anyway.
Okay, so just run it for my age and just let it run through whatever it takes, like 5 minutes. And that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it does feel like it needs to go deeper, then, you know, you could go further, but typically, you know, just by doing that is probably all that you would need, I would think.
Yeah, so I get like there's three steps. I identify, I love whatever it is. I love having, you know, a sore foot, and then the emotional part. I love the way my sore foot makes me feel, like really get into, like, the feeling of it, like the emotional.
Or it could even be the pain of a sore foot. And boy, I really love having that pain. I wish it was stronger. You know, just something that may sound pretty bizarre to everybody, but from there it's going to, you know, help out a lot. So, but everybody has their own particular situation that they're dealing with. And the more you can go into it, the more emotions that you may find. You may do it once and say, wow, this feels great. Well, you may want to look at it again and see what else is coming up. And that may go even deeper with you.
And so in loving the way it makes me feel, so if like memories come up that are like, let's say, something outside of my body, like things that happened in childhood or things that I've seen, whatever, Do I use those as well, or just really keep it localized to how my body feels?
Okay, well, whatever comes up is what's probably causing the problem or what's been stuffed.
Okay.
So, you know, I would just keep going on it until, you know, you look at it and you go, oh, I don't feel anything here, and I'm done, you know?
Okay. Okay, got it. So then, yeah, so my body's a barometer. If I feel some charge about something, then, like, love it until the charge is diminished or gone. Or
yes, uh-huh.
And then at that point, command it to die.
Yes. If you have a physical condition, a growth or something, you know, the growth would be typically cancer, you see. So, you know, if you have cancer and, you know, it's still growing in you, then you got to command it to die because you created it. Remember, this whole process is for you to get empowered with your particular condition and to love it out of your life. And remember, you're in charge of it because you created it. So, you know, you can command it to leave you.
Mm-hmm. So if it's something like cancer, the command it to die, if it's something, let's say, like where my heart is in arrhythmia, I would just say I would command it to leave. Or
you would probably want to see what is causing that after you did this a few times, maybe.
Uh huh.
Because you may have more awareness of how can you have it because you just cleaned your slate off, and so you know you have all this stuff that's maybe there preventing you from viewing what's really going on. other emotions, because with your heart, the biggest emotion would be dying. Okay, if your heart just didn't want to work properly. Okay,
mm-hmm.
would be the biggest emotion. So you want to clear that stuff away first, and now it's an okay. You say, okay, now I have this. It does it off and on now, or doing it. What is the real issue here? Okay, and now you can look at it in a much deeper level of what's going on. But with that, maybe it's something you picked up, like an entity, which is hidden inside of you. You know, that's a possibility or something, you know. Maybe it's genetic, and you can just look at that and have a lot more clarity on what the situation is.
Got it. Okay, so my lack of clarity right now is just because there's emotional debris that's around the issue, and that when I clear it, then I can see it or experience what.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. And then going with the, how long do I work something? It's just really until there's no charge, or do I take an hour and do it, or is it just, what's the...
I would think by saying it out loud, most people, I would think 2 hours of saying it should probably be plenty for you to hit rock bottom and to come back up again. It might take you, I haven't done this for so long with, probably a long time, you know. I think I worked with one person on it, helping him through an issue. That's probably... and over 15 years ago. But I think when we did this, it took, we'll just say, a half an hour to get down to rock bottom, and then maybe about 5 minutes to pop up.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Oh, interesting. Great, thank you. One thing I've been noticing recently is that you've talked in the past about getting a calendar, a day planner, because when you're in the now. I noticed that this has been in the last maybe month or so, maybe a little bit longer, where I will have a thought, and unless I get it written down or speak it out, if I think, oh, okay, I'll remember this, within a few seconds, it is gone. It's just gone, and then I'm on to whatever the next thing that's up. And I want to check in to see, is that something that's how do I know the difference between getting taken sideways or just being in the now and like that, and in the now just something new and fresh comes up? Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, everything that you're doing in the now, the next moment is a whole brand new now. So if you don't grab that now, it's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
As the next now is taking its place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like having possibilities, kind of like going to, a food court or smorgasbord or something. You're looking at all this stuff. Well, it's up to you to choose what you have. So as you're walking in front of... the food in front of you, do you want to have this particular dish or the next one, and it's up to you to grab what you want to then nurture that particular energy in the now to bring it forth into manifestation. So yes, it's very possible that you could have all these great ideas. If you don't act on them, then it's going to be moving to something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems like what's happening. So that's not necessarily getting my thoughts or mind energy hijacked. It could or couldn't be, but it's like there's a moment now, there's a great idea, and if I don't solidify it in the kind of 3D reality, then it sort of goes with the wind.
Yeah, yep, it could, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and so I went for a hike last night, and I really, since you did, we listened to your call on Saturday with the New Earth Spirit, and we've just been commenting how pristine and beautiful. Everything looks, the sky is really blue, the air is really crisp, the mountains in the background are just really pristine. And so I went for a hike last night, and I was just really enjoying being outdoors at night, which is not something I normally do. But on the hike, I felt like I was in the present, and then all of a sudden, it's like I got whacked. There was like an energy that came down off the hill, and like just like hit me like a linebacker, you know, like boom, took me off my feet energetically. And then I recovered within a few seconds, but I just realized, whoa, I just got whacked by something. And I recognized, like, wow, this happens all the time. Maybe not as dramatically as that, but it seems like it happens. And like, I'm recognizing that kind of like this energetic signature of getting knocked off balance. And then I felt like I was just really, like, after that, my heart started, you know, the rhythm started going. And then, you know, the whole day today has been off, and I'm starting to recover. Is that an alien attack, something like that, or an entity, or is it something else? Like, how do I characterize that experience? I know that I'm on alert for it right now. I'm more on alert. Wow, really sick. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Boy, I don't even know if I have a good answer for that one. It could be the energies of where you are trying to hang on to the old Earth energy. That's one possibility, which means that the aliens in control of the older timeline are attempting to bring people onto the old ones. They don't exist any longer. That could have, and you know, your body now is getting used to the newer spirit energy. So, boy, I don't know what to say. For myself, I've been doing a lot of battles recently, and yesterday it was pretty rough. I woke up and, you know, started walking, and my knees hurt, my ankles hurt. It felt like I got run over by a truck. And then I realized that I was taken out, and I was, you know, getting my body repaired, and I popped back, which I was, you know, okay during the day. Doesn't take too long for me, but there is a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if the current earthquakes that are happening is a result of the battles. I haven't looked down the tunnels to find out, but that might be a possibility, although I can't say that for sure. Although I do know that the aliens are being extricated out of here. They can't hold on to the resonance. Either they're leaving on their own, or they're, you know, fighting and kicking, and they'll be leaving. I can't say they're all going to be gone, but the ones that are probably maybe more in control of the older timeline. Remember, we're looking at timelines here. So the newer spirit is more than now. So you don't want to get out there too far. I would say 2 days maximum to plan out stuff. If you go past 2 days, there's nothing actually going to be there in light to even do any kind of fabrication of anything. Darkness also may not even be there. So we're doing a gigantic shift right now. But the Earth spirit is fully intact, and it's doing what it needs to do to regain the planet. So, you know, that's about all that I can say on that. As far as your situation, I just don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
And I don't have myself any intel by seeing things as far as battles and stuff of what I'm going through. I'm not looking at that. Normally I get it instantly, and it's just not there. So maybe the newer spirit is putting everything in the present moment and not dealing with what happened in the past. Because the past doesn't mean anything.
Wow, that sounds really optimistic with the newer spirit. So what happens in the moment where if I get taken off the present moment, then I recover? What? And so is that like where you say like we get abducted every like 10 minutes, basically? If that moment was an abduction and then I recovered, like what happens to those aliens who timeshared me for that 10 minutes? And then when I brought myself into the present, what happens to their timeshare?
It's probably, it might be eliminated completely. I'm just, right now everything is brand new, so I would think that it doesn't exist, okay? And they may not exist because they're attempting to come onto the new timeline, and they know nothing about the potential of this earth spirit, and they don't know anything about the new, I don't want to use the word frequency because that's not the right word to use. It's an alien. Now, I can put it this way. It would be an alien frequency to the alien. Okay? So, they will look at that, and they probably don't know what to do with it. So, they may not resonate to it. Remember, they had to create timelines to abduct people on, and those timelines have their own particular frequencies that they could enjoy the feast, okay, of taking away our energies, et cetera. So, they may not be able to do that maybe much longer, or they may find a way to break into it, but it just seems to be that everything is changing. And, you know, I can't talk about the future because I don't know. Well, all that I know is what I sense is in the moment right now is that since the Earth Spirit came in, the new Earth Spirit seems to be stealth. It's invisible, it's stealth, and it's all around everything, where before it probably wasn't like that with the other Earth Spirit. So it's just interesting to feel the energy. And I've been seeing real clouds now for the last 2 days, which is kind of unusual, seeing animal clouds again and round clouds. So I haven't seen too many flat bottoms. So maybe that's a good sign. I'm sure it's a good sign right now, but, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, I don't want to say nothing's ever going to happen here with darkness because they're being extricated. I wouldn't be that foolish to say that. But where we are right now, it feels pretty darn good.
Yeah, I can feel it. How do I, like, with the new Earth Spirit, how do I or anybody else, like, make the best possible use? Is there something I can do right now to, like, really align with the Earth Spirit or go with it or just basically doing the...
It's the mind of heart drops.
Mind of heart drops,
all that you can do.
Okay.
Oh, there's that puts you into the moment. And that's where that light or source is in the moment with no time.
The other night, again, Maude and I were talking about circumstances in our lives where we feel like some kind of an emotional kind of charge or something that was kind of sticky for us.
Okay.
And what came in is we started getting into peace energy. We started like practicing peace energy and then relating to those circumstances, even though the physical circumstances weren't there, you know, the impact of them was there. So we would start relating to them through peace energy. And I found that to be really profound for me in that I felt like, I can find peace energy in myself. And if I just make the switch, instead of thinking, let's say, worrying about something or thinking negatively or wondering if something's going to happen and thinking of the future, when I went into peace and then just still considered the situation, It's like it completely changed how I related, how I felt about the situation. I really felt like a greater sense of hope. And so what I learned was like, oh, I don't have to like wait for peace to come down like a lightning bolt out of somewhere and it's all magically here. It's like I can call on it and then use that then to meet my day-to-day life. And then I was wondering, it's like, oh, I wonder if this is how Ron operates, if this is how you operate. Like you just feel peace and then you relate to the world.
Yeah, that's true. I got to come in and go out of duality continuously. I was just thinking as you were talking, you know, as people are in relationship, what you might consider if you have two computers. Just an idea here. You know, you could sit at a kitchen table or something, right? And have that you can't see her computer and she can't see yours, okay? Then maybe you could bring up a, you know, and say, you know, I really got upset when this particular thing happened, you know, 2 weeks ago. And right away, now that's your button that you're explaining to her that she pushed, okay, in a sense, right? So then you go on to since you both have unlimited emotional clearings, go on to the unlimited page and type it in. You'll have a response too for it, okay? So now all of a sudden you put your response in, not liking this, and then she'll put her response in of what happened, and you both clear it instantly. And then maybe, you know, think of another one and another one and another one, and maybe after a couple of hours, it might be all drained away, you know?
Hmm. Now, would be something that's happening, let's say, between us in our relationship, or just something that just came up, and here's my button, and...
Yeah, it could be anything, yes. And
anything, yes.
Yeah, it can always go sideways into something, you know, where, you know, like you say, like, oh, this happened to me today, you know, and then the other person would say, I'm saying that Maude would say this, but, you know, like, well, I told you so, you know. Don't ever talk to George, you know. He's just, you know, but still, you're both tied into the energy. And so she's attached to George, knowing what George does. And with you, you got, oh, man, George got me again. You know, I'm a victim here, you know, and you're frustrated. So you're both in the same issue, just a different amount of intensity. You know, and, you know, that might even help out, you know, you might get a lot of stuff cleared instantly because you know what the issues are. And just bring it up between the two of you, or even other things that are going on that you may be in disagreement with or something like that. And maybe after a couple of hours, you might, you know, that all that stuff that's fairly recent and current or that's causing troubles could be maybe released.
Mm-hmm. So I put it in as like a specific incident on emotional?
That one particular incident. Of how, you know, what happened on the emotions, you know?
Yeah, and then run it for like 5 minutes or something like that and see how...
5 minutes, and then see how you both relate to it. Maybe you might just say, oh, yeah, now we're both, you know, maybe you're both laughing when you bring it up. You know, before it was like, I better not mention that, you know. It's going to push a button here. Now it might just be, oh, well, and they've done that, and let's move on, you know?
Yeah. I think you've created a new new game.
A new game, that's good.
Yeah, because I thought of it like, oh, there was that game when I was a kid called Battleship, where you're sitting on opposite sides and you're calling out numbers, and like, this is like that, but a little different result. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, great. Give it a try.
And then also, since you have children, find out what buttons... you're pushing in them, possibly, you know. I would guess a typical button would be, well, but let's just say it's 8 o'clock time to go to bed, and, you know, a lot of children don't want to go to bed at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever, and they may have a problem with that, so you could clear that. That's still going to be a button between you and your children. You know, something, you know, I'm just suggesting something like that, you know.
Yeah. That's a really good idea, thanks.
Yeah, because that unlimited can be used. But you can create a situation and use it for that, because it's already there. You're just fine-tuning and getting yourself more in peace, because that's what replaces, you know, these energies, this peace energy, you know, that, you know, is missing, and now you have peace with that issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would help me in how I relate to the clearings, too. I normally, we've got like three computers, and I run, you know, clearings, but they're just kind of running, you know, while I'm at work or at home. I'm not like sitting in front of it, and I know that there's benefit to be gained by like being at the computer and like, you know, like really like relating to the light beings and all that. And I don't do that. It's just, you know, I got a full life, so there's a lot going on. And I noticed that I just sort of like, it runs like a, like it's a machine. Like, okay, I got these things and I run them. And what I am getting from like the game of doing this and sitting down is actually like going into like a deeper, relating with the clearings itself and like see in the moment how I feel, not like, oh, I ran something a day ago or this morning and not even checking in. It's like a more of like getting instant feedback.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. So, and it, so is the, that's, so there's a question in there. In, is there benefit for me to really take, I don't know if time is the right word, but just take the, like, when I sit down and do a clearing, like actually just be there with the clearing, versus it running and then me being off doing something else? Does it work just as well?
Well, you're by having it on with your picture there, you're automatically proactive with it, even though you may not be conscious of that, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I think just by being there with it, you're going to feel yourself, because you're sitting there, you know, probably more present, more in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's interesting. As I use the word present, normally you use the word present as you're thinking and doing stuff because you're present. Well, you're really in the moment. And there's really, you know, all possibilities are there, but you're not thinking what you're choosing to manifest. So I have my computer in front of me. I don't normally have it up, but I happen to have it on the BBS site here. And I'm just looking at it, and it just is like a tapestry to me. Look at it, and I'm not reading the words, because the words are meaningless. Just something that I'm looking at. So I'm not, I mean, present with the page to read the words. I just looked at it, and I go, oh, okay. I'm not even thinking about what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to describe that, but that's probably where you want to get to be in peace, where nothing around you, you know, is affecting you that much.
Mm-hmm. So, by having the light being up and a clearing running, it's not necessarily any better for me to just kind of sit there and stare at the light being and try to make a connection or try to receive the healing or do something else. It's just having it running in the background is fine.
Yes, it is. I'm sure there's some people out there who like to have that experience, okay, but, you know, it's really not needed. Going a step further, the process is like when Jesus said, you know, you're healed, you know, that quick. And so right away your mind would go, well, what do I have to do next here? You know, or I need to do this or that. And, you know, it's over with. I did a house clearing today for a gentleman in Europe, just briefly. And I just snapped my finger to clear each corner of his house. You know, it took probably 20 seconds. So, you know, I could have went through, he could have got his computer, and he could have pointed it to this particular area in the room, and I probably would have saw maybe a bookcase and saw this and that and the other, and, you know, and maybe whatever else was in there, but, you know, I didn't need that. So that's why on my newer stuff that I do now at the expos, I'm just basically clicking my fingers now. I don't know what I'll do in, you know, San Mateo. They haven't been there for quite a while with people. I might still do it that way. Remember, the mind needs to understand or figure something out a lot of times, but, you know, it, to me, it just, I don't want to use the word boring to me, but that's kind of what it is. It just takes so much time, and you know, I can do it much quicker and faster than what I normally do for people, but they need to understand. So the mind, you know, the mind is curious. The mind needs to know things.
Oh, I don't know. Right. Okay.
Happens, but yeah, yeah. Just by having it up on your screen, it's already working for you. So.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You can multitask.
Yeah, that that's awesome. Now I don't have to think I've got to be sitting there. So I was. Once in a while, I kind of like think about like what is ascension? And you talk about it, and I like try to like, I think I try to like use my mind like what would that be like in my body in ascension? And then it's like I know everything gets switched off and then it gets switched back on, at least from your description of it. And I started relating to it like, okay, I don't know what it is, but what if it was like a game? You know, like how would I play the game? And like with all the clearings or any other type of work that I'd be doing on myself, how can I really play the game advantageously? And then I was thinking about like all the different types of clearings that you offer, and if they're all of equal value when it comes to ascension. Like I know you say that, you know, do the emotional clearing, like that's a really big one, and death barcodes, spirit barcodes. I mean, there's kind of like, you know, really important ones, foundational ones to do. But like, is like purifying my body and spirit towards ascension, is there better ones that I can do, or is it just really kind of a personal thing?
It would have to be more personal. Everybody has, in this lifetime anyway, different things happening. I would venture to say that because of the length of time that people have been here, we're probably the bodies here are all cousins to each other, you know? So they could all share a very, very similar DNA. But in this lifetime, you know, you're definitely separated out. So you want to clean out what's come up to help your spirit rejoin your body. So another way of saying it, if a baby was born and they're, you know, they don't get too traumatized during the birthing process, and they don't get traumatized by being poked with needles and shots or whatever happens to them, we'll say that none of that happened. Well, the baby would have its total spirit energy of what it came in with, and that baby could ascend instantly as the spirit is fully, you know, integrated with the body. Naturally, like I say, you know, when you're first born, you have all the spirit energy, and then after that, your whole lifetime, you're trying to find out who you are. The baby can't do anything with it, you know? So that's kind of where you want to be, is with that similar energy as a baby. That's what Jesus said. To enter the kingdom, you must be basically innocent or be like a child. That's probably what he was talking about, so to speak. That's the whole process, is to get rid of the judgment, the stuff that you have. And that's also for some people who might be new listening to us, that's also somebody who is very happy and smiles all the time and seems to have a really nice demeanor. So they're still in judgment with that, okay? Because they're on the other end of the scale. So you have one person who could be traumatized and another person who could be smiling all the time, okay? You have to realize that that's still just as bad. But you want to become neutral. That's the whole process, is to become neutral and in the moment and to have the energy flow through you. So that's how you want to kind of look at yourself when you bring in energies or when you do anything, is that energy coming to you, finding a button and hooking into you. It just go right through your body.
Hmm.
You want to become transparent.
Transparent, yeah.
Yep, transparent.
Good way to raise my children as a transparent.
Yeah.
So when my it's so interesting. The more I listen to you, and the more clearings that I do, and the more work I do with myself, it's like I see how much debris, and I feel like I'm making progress. And then the more progress I make, the more it feels like, wow, I've got a lot of densities. And it's really interesting. So when my spirit is, because you said something about spirit rejoining my body. So if my spirit is out of my body, it's not fully out of my body, right? It's like, let's say I have an injury or pain, it may be out of a part of my body. But then in part, is that correct?
Yeah, that would be correct, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And where the pain would be is where it's not going to be. And so that's where you need
right.
it the most. But because it doesn't like or want to get pain, remember, pain's going to have an energy of resonance to it, and that's going to contaminate the spirit. So it knows enough to leave. If it didn't leave, and it would start manifesting more pain in you, like entities.
Cool. So it leaves for the good of the whole, huh?
Yes, uh-huh.
Now why wouldn't it just neutralize the pain versus creating something that would be damaging?
You mean like a soul family contract?
No, let's see. So if I have a pain and my spirit leaves my knee, why wouldn't it just stay in my knee, and instead of where I skinned it, where I got pain, why doesn't it just neutralize and heal the pain versus having to leave when there's pain so that it doesn't create more pain in the body? I don't quite understand its function there.
Okay. It probably doesn't have the awareness that there's a problem there because it left. Well, then your body needs to take care of that, you know, through the mind of the body, as the one in charge to help heal you. So the spirit would see that as a negative energy, darkness, okay? And it doesn't know darkness, so it may just look at your knee and go, well, you know, you know, there's like a, maybe a, just say a 2-inch cut on your knee from skinning it, maybe, you know, falling down on asphalt or something, bleeding. So your spirit would probably look at that, plus it's radiating out of your body, the pain. And so your spirit might be 6 feet away from you. That could be possible, too, until the body, you know, gets rid of the pain. It starts to calm down, and it starts doing what it does do to get rid of the pain. And then eventually the spirit will slowly come in to you, but it may not even notice that energy, using the term negativity or a blockage or, you know, problem that's filled full of darkness, because it would be, in a sense, a darkness energy, because it is not in perfection. So So it only knows perfection. So it's not going to necessarily come there until the pain is gone, and then it will just see it as a new creation for you, okay? That's why we
did. A new creation?
New creation, yeah. You created a scar. You created this problem. The pain's gone, and it goes, well, okay, this is the body. A little different, okay, but it's okay. You know, this is what the person chose to create. Because remember, you're a creative being here. And from there, it will probably come into the blueprint of your body and be there, even though it's not what you wish to have, you know, done to you or whatever. But it will probably come in at some point. You know, it could take maybe, we'll just say it takes a week, hypothetically, just to pick a number. It could be way less than that. We'll just say it takes a week. So, you know, it's hanging out in you, and it goes, well, this still feels kind of yucky to me. It's not healed yet. And then when the body heals itself, whatever that situation would be, where it, you know, it's actually beginning to heal and maybe it's okay, then it'll come in and say, okay, this is what the person created. I'm here now, and now I'll integrate with that energy. To the human, you know, they're going to say, oh, I don't like this here. It's bad. It looks awful, you know. Maybe it's going to scar or whatever else. You know, and then it may have all those emotions too attached to it. Well, your spirit can never come there because entities claimed your territory, claimed your real estate. They're sharing your real estate, and you got to get rid of entities also. Otherwise, your spirit's not going to come into where entities are.
Mm-hmm. So when I skin my knee, then my spirit leaves because of the pain.
Yes.
The reclamation process is to work with the mind of the body first.
Yes, behind the mind of the body and entities.
And entities, yeah.
You have to get rid of those entities.
Right, okay. And the way I work with mind of the body is through either clearing, or I can give a command to the mind of the body, right?
Yes, you could, yes. But first, get rid of the entities. It's interesting.
Okay.
I did this in New York, and I started snapping my fingers to release pain from people with entities. And after maybe 20 times, the people in the audience said that the pain was much lower than what it was when we started. That was just from entities. I did nothing else but entity clearing. I didn't work with the mind or the body. Didn't work with their spirit. Didn't work with anything but just entities. All of a sudden, people are having relief.
Mm-hmm. And is the relief a sign that just that the body is healing, or that the spirit is coming back into the body?
Okay, your spirit will intensify the healing, but the body can still heal on its own. But it may take a lot longer.
Spirit will intensify the healing. So it'll
speed up the healing process.
Okay, so as the pain goes away, that means the spirit's back in the body, or the spirit still has to come back in the body even if there's not pain.
Right, both. Yeah, it has to come back into the body. It may be traumatized, doesn't want to come in too. You never know that, you know.
Okay, so it could be.
But basically, the spirit needs to be with you to have a faster healing.
To have a what healing?
A much faster healing.
Hmm. And then that's when you'd call the spirit back in.
You want to call it back spirit. In.
Okay. Well, it's really, I feel like I have a roadmap for working with myself now. And then how do I call my spirit back?
Just to command it back to your body. Just tell it to come into your body, whatever.
Okay, come.
It just, you know, okay. Very simple, whatever, you know, get back here now or something, you know.
Right, okay.
It's interesting how I talk this way, and people go, oh, Ron isn't very reverent with the spirit. Well, it's all command, whatever seems to work for you, you know. You can't say please. That doesn't mean anything. You got to command it. Remember, all healings are a command. And that means that you're putting your whole energy, you're becoming what your issue is or whatever, and you have to become that reality, and you got to bring it into you. So you want to use your force of will to command your spirit into your body. Even though you're using mind energy, it will come in.
Huh. Okay. So that is really great. So when I command, it's really stepping into my voice and my desire, and when you said will, it's like, okay, spirit, get back in my body now.
Yep, be here now.
Be here now. Yeah. Okay. Wow,
now.
That's really helpful.
Yeah, because otherwise, remember, like I always say, most people don't talk to their spirit, and the spirit's waiting the whole day for you to communicate with it, and or at least to use, know that it's with you or something, you know. Not that you're going to have a long dialogue with it, but aside from that, you know, just waiting to do something in creativity, and if you don't do anything where you're in the moment, it can't be useful. You have to be in the moment. So
it's really, it's very passive then, it seems.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very passive. Yeah, remember, the mind energy is so much stronger than your spirit, even though the spirit has so much more power. But the mind energy, is in your whole body through cellular memory. So the whole body is going to respond to mind energy as compared to your spirit's energy, because you're not using that particular system. Remember, the human here... You got, gave up spirit energy to work with mind energy. Mind energy is what's here. That's the problem with the planet, is that aliens brought in mind energy. Whatever you think, announcing your spirit, you're taking your spirit kind of out of your body. In a sense, it's not always, I'm not always 100% correct at this here, but you are judging the light. If you're in the moment, there's no problem. You can still think with your spirit. It's the same exact process. So it's not like you're going to have to figure out a new way of doing it. The dark side just stole all of the ways, you know, your spirit works, and they put it into mind, into mass mind consciousness, you know, the hive mind or whatever you want to call it, you know, collective consciousness. But initially, that wasn't that way. It was just your spirit. You know, your spirit energy is unique to yourself, where the mind energy that controls everybody is the hive mind mass consciousness. They made everybody multidimensional beings on multidimensional timelines, where when you're in light, you are only what you are. You are an individual creation of that source energy, and you cannot be corded or connected to by anything. For here, that's the opposite. That's what the dark side gave you, or gave us, you know, gave the humans here. And that's the old 100th monkey scenario thing, you know.
That if there are a number of people doing something, then everybody gets it.
Yep. Uh huh.
So when I'm handing my spirit to get back in my body, and I feel like I have a new sense of how to do that now after talking with you. It's just more of like a oomph, like, hey, do this.
Yeah. That's definitely correct, yeah.
Yeah, it's like being in the now, but just instead of like kind of waiting for the now to arrive, it's like I'm actually like initiating being in the now with my spirit. And then it's like having an expectation of my spirit to respond, like, hey, get back in my knee.
Yes,
uh-huh. Right. It's like
what happens on the leadership. We don't have much time here, but on the website clearing, yeah. You get on there and you're using the light beam to do the clearing for you. My energy is coming directly into that light beam, and it's being, and so my spirit energy is what's actually doing the healing. And at that point, if you have a problem and your spirit is wounded or doesn't know enough happening because it was so diluted, it gets charged up instantly and the healing takes place. another way of getting that, when Jesus, you know, like I said earlier, when he said, you know, like somebody, you're healed, the process of that, we could slow, you know, the time down, we'll say, time, that's probably the wrong word to use, we'll just talk about time. So when he said, you are healed, instantly the Spirit of Jesus went into that person's body, connected to their spirit, found the problem. This all happens in the moment. Found the problem, and the Spirit was not strong enough to heal it initially, but they still had a problem, and instantly the person became healed. Like a supercharger, you say, to your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, wow, I'm just, I have no words right now.
Okay. So you want to come back next to words?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's Mod wants to come on or something. It's, you know, but anyway, that's great. So yeah. It looks like our show is kind of coming to a close here. I guess I'll just say thank you, Terry. And we can take off next
thank
week.
Thank you,
this same, if you have some questions you may want to jot down here. We have our four-hour call starting Saturday, this coming Saturday. This is the in April 5th in a few days. This is the first weekend. And then Sunday we have our eight-hour, which will be starting on the 6th. Get rid of those alien critters. And this should be quite interesting this month. So if you haven't been on these calls, you may want to get on this because it'll be a whole different energy. Working along with the Earth Spirit to probably bring forth more wellness for people. I'm guessing that, okay, because it is a brand new energy that we're going to be working with. In fact, even the conference calls that we're having this week so far, you know, since the last Saturday, are different, okay? So, I'll say thank you, Terry, and thank you, Ann. We didn't hear much of you just at the beginning, so.
That's okay. I didn't want to interrupt. Thank you again so much, Terry, for coming on, and it was just really a wonderful, wonderful call and wonderful information. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Okay, everybody. So thank you. Blessings. And we'll see you later, everyone.
Bye,
good
all.
Night,
bye, Terry.
Night.
Bye, Ron. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.